K-Man's Morning News on this Wednesday morning. Chris Wick in with Brandon Peoples, and we have a special guest in studio with us, Brandon.
That's right. Kathy Scruggs is with us. Yeah, she's a former K-Man employee here.
Nobody knows her by that name.
Kathy Dawes. How about that?
That's fair. In a lot of years, that was my last name on this very station, so yes.
And Kathy's here to talk to us about a special event coming up at Hope Ranch here in just a couple weeks. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we're having our big fall show and open house. And last year, this event, by the way, drew 300 people. So it's really starting to grow. We have Jam and Jamaican, you know, join us and provide breakfast and lunch. So it's a lot of fun. The event is on October 25th, beginning at 9 a.m. And our location, 3715 West 69th Avenue, Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center. So we're looking forward to a good turnout again, and we'll have all kinds of different things going on that day.
For those that aren't familiar, tell us about a little bit more about what Hope Ranch is and what you guys do up there.
Hope Ranch was founded in 2006 by my husband and his then 10-year-old daughter. That's been a few years, so you can do the math. She's now 30, I believe. But they founded Hope Ranch, and the whole point of it is to serve all ages, all abilities. It's a therapeutic riding center. We have a lot of people with disabilities, but you don't have to have a disability to ride at Hope Ranch. But we have autism, Asperger's, Down syndrome, CP, just to name a few of the different disabilities that we work with. We even have a lift where we will lift the rider in a wheelchair onto the back of a horse, and we have horses that are specially trained for that. So that makes things a lot nicer, too. That was thanks to a grant from the Dana and Christopher Reeve Foundation that we had that lift.
As far as you bring a lot of kids out there. I know my kids have been out there just to see the horses just because they enjoy that. But you really put a lot of smiles on kids' faces when they come out there. Can you kind of talk to that a little bit?
Most definitely. And I still have moments that you get touched. You know, you'll see, I remember one time I had a young child with autism, was not verbal at all. And he was on a horse that decided to trot a little bit. And I'm sidewalking. And, he just started laughing out loud. And you could see the mother on the sidelines with tears coming down her eyes. But the beautiful thing about this horse show and open house is people can come watch some of our clients ride, but it's also open to the public if people do want to sign up for the show. It's $10 per class. But in addition to the show, we will be offering free horseback rides that people can take part in. We also have a brand new cart, so we have horse and cart rides. That's been a lot of fun. We found out one of our littler horses, although she's big and round, she's kind of draft horse in a smaller, shorter body. She really knows how to pull that cart. So we will be offering that as well. So if you want to come out and have a good time doing that, it's great. We have a tack sale planned. All kinds of different tack will be available, saddles, bridles, bits, clothing, riding boots. If you have things you want to donate to the tack sale, bring it out as well. And just a lot of things going on. As I mentioned, Jam and Jamaican was a huge addition for us because they do provide both breakfast and lunch, and people really seem to enjoy that as well.
At this point in the morning, just any talk about food is cruel.
And they have pretty good breakfast, too. I mean, they do have a breakfast that they provide, but I know there's jerk chicken for lunch and all kinds of fun stuff.
I've had it before. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this being, Halloween season, I know you're going to kind of have a Halloween theme to this whole event as well.
Right. We sure are. And in fact, the one of the final classes that we have during the show is a costume contest. Mm-hmm. So they dress the horses up, and it's a lot of fun to watch that. And it is your typical show. For those in the horse world that know what I'm talking about, our classes are going to be open to all ages, levels, and abilities. It starts at 9 a.m. with the English, and then at estimated start time at 10 a.m. for Western pleasure classes. But there's a little bit of barrels. There's some poles that they do. They can walk, trot, canter. By the way, the person that announces, you're hearing her voice right now. I'm usually up there telling them when they can trot their horse and, canter their horse. So I've taken on a little bit of a new role that way, but it's a lot of fun. And then at the end, there's just some fun stuff. They have a pumpkins class. I'm not sure what that is. I guess we'll find out. And a costume class, as I say, that is always so much fun to see.
So for those that aren't in the horse world, which I will raise my hand on that one, the closest I get is playing video games with horses in it. What is the difference between English and Western?
Well, the English actually, what you will see there is, you have different hunter-jumper type things that they do. You have those that can actually, you know, do the jumping, mm-hmm. and usually that's your English folks. Your Western is more – you see the barrel racing and that kind of thing. Yeah. Yes, that's more your rodeo angle, I guess I would say. But – and I do want to mention, too, we have volunteer opportunities as we get ready for this show, just to put a word out. Saturday, October 18th, starting at noon with fall cleaning and painting if people want to join. I'm not sure when this will air, but I'll just put a word out on that. And then pre-show prep all day Friday, the 24th, beginning at 9 a.m. to get things ready. So – that's we've had a lot of people ask about volunteers. They do have a Saturday training session, I believe, the first Saturday of every month. They do have a training for volunteers.
Okay. You want to talk a little bit about some of the folks who help you put this together?
You bet. We are always looking for sponsorships, and we have a couple of very important ones we do want to mention today. Mertz Club Lambs is one of our headliner sponsors, and that's a pretty big deal. We have a big banner made for them. Texas Roadhouse has joined us this year, and they're offering $250 in gift cards that we'll be passing out, of course, at the show. And there are, more information can be provided. We do have a whole sponsorship package, community sponsor $250, hospitality $500, and our headlining sponsors are $1,000. But certainly, if you're interested in seeing that package, you could contact me, 785-556-0691, or cscroggs at missioncreekcamp.org.
All right. I'm so glad you're doing stuff like this. This is, I mean, you're retired, so this is a good way to give back to the community.
There's something about, yeah, there's something about a horse. I mean, it just calms you down. It's during COVID, I always say this, I had my horses, so I was able to survive. But there's just something about them, their eyes, the way they look at you. By the way, I do want to mention on a fun side as well, we have three new, fairly new colts that are out there. They were born this past spring, and already they're starting to get used to being led around and doing just a few things. We also have three fillies that my husband and our barn manager went together and purchased in the last year or so. One actually is related to Metallic Cat, I think it is, from Yellowstone. I mean, so that's kind of exciting. We've got some good blood there. So we have some younger horses that are a lot of fun there. I mean, the colts especially, because they're still pretty little. But it's a good time. And then we do have Big Betty, and she's one that we've really brought her back. When we first got her, you know, we were able to put some weight on her, and she's doing great. We lost one of our favorite horses, Clipper, over a year ago, and she's taken his place to some extent. And then, as I mentioned, the cart that we got, we have Choco. Chocolate is one of the ones that we drive with that. And then Callie, our little halflinger that I mentioned earlier. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot going on. You can enjoy the show, watch what it's like to really compete in a show, or you can take a free horseback ride, get some jam in Jamaican, do a cart and, you know, horse ride, that kind of thing. And they are planning to have the cart and horse ride in the Light of Christmas parade this year, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Nice. All right. So
just maybe for people that aren't sure where you're at, where do they need to go?
Okay, very good. It's 3715 West 69th Avenue. And to make it easier, basically you go out on Anderson like you're going to Keats, and that very last road before you get to Keats, you turn right. And we're about a mile, mile and a half up the road from that. Can't miss us. We have big signage. We're on the left side of the road as you come in that way. I won't even try to give you the other way with all the construction going on in 24 right now, which I'm sure Brandon loves with his drive-in.
Yeah.
But that is the best way to get there. And really do encourage people to come out if they want more information. I think I've already provided my contact information. But certainly come on out if you want to know more about the tax sale. If you want to donate, you can even bring that out beforehand. Again, those numbers and the information I gave you. The barn number at Hope Ranch is 785-587-8180. You can also call that number if you're wanting to know more about the classes and signing up. I know they do have a QR code on the Facebook page and that kind of thing if people want to check that out.
Okay. Kathy, always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much.
It's been fun. It's great to see. Of course, Chris Wick and I worked together many, many years ago, so it's good to see him
again.
It hasn't
been that many, many years ago.
I don't know.
Hey, for my ego, it hasn't been that many years ago.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
All right.
More of K-Man's Morning News on the way next on News Radio KMAN.